Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please be sure to read the announcements in the back. We have a lot of things that are happening at this time of the year, so you may want to check some of that out. Just a couple of things to highlight here. Next Sunday, we will go Christmas caroling, and that is at 4 o'clock. So meet in the parking lot around 4 o'clock, and then afterwards, I think we're going to have some hot cocoa and some soup. And I think there's sign-up sheets around, so please sign up and come on out next week for that. And also want to let you know the offering envelopes are here. If you have not picked yours up yet, we have moved them to the educational building now. So if you want your offering envelopes, please check them out. This morning they will be by the entranceway as you go into the fellowship hall, so they'll be easy to find. All right, and I think Miranda has an announcement.
Good morning, everybody. Myself and a few other members of the community are putting together a luncheon on the 30th of December, so that'll be the Tuesday before New Year's, for the group of seniors that has lost their weekly hangout time and meals. We're also going to extend the invite to any families that are in need or having a hard time putting food on the table. We still need some help. We would love some donations. We are going to be providing a meal. We're going to also have some fun, some bingo, and we'd like to try to give away some gifts in the form of gift certificates to all the different restaurants and stores around town, because a lot of these people have a hard time getting to Quero or Victoria for groceries and things. Basically, just if you are interested in helping, get a hold of me. I'll leave my number at the front office. You can call me or you can get with me after church and I'll be happy to give you my number. Another thing that I would like help with would be to, if you know anyone who is in need that we can extend an invite to, please contact me, let me know. Even if they're homebound, I'm happy to go delivering meals if I need to and gift certificates. We just want to try to get a little bit of support together to help extend love and kindness to all of the members in our community. And help these people have a joyful Christmas as well. So thank y'all so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Miranda. Let's see, are there any other announcements? Anything else? Okay. Then we begin with the opening hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful. We ask people to rise.
Thank you. So just a few words before we get to the children's message about the program. If you've ever written a letter to Santa, and probably most of you have, I know I did, we're doing a little twist on that. Today we're not just writing letters to Santa, we're writing letters to baby Jesus and all the members in the Nativity. And so you'll have a modern day letter written right in front of me, and then the characters will respond with their letter back on the other side. And of course then we'll end with the traditional letter to Santa, and Santa will help put Christmas in perspective for us and all the other letters as well. Well, so we've been talking, I've got a captive audience already up here already. So we've been talking about these candles up here. We talked about how sometimes they're blue, where they started out blue, and some people still do the blue, but most of the time they're purple. And we talked about how the blue was really kind of a remembrance of our baptism because it reminds us of water, okay? And also the purple is kind of a mix between red and blue. And the red is the blood of Jesus, and the blue is the water of our baptism. So it makes purple. We also talked about last week how when we have purple, it's kind of an interesting thing because there's two types of light. There's light like we have right here, right now. And there's invisible light. And that's kind of like the black lights that you see at Halloween. And if you have something white and you have a black light and you just show it up and you show it on the white, it glows purple. So it's that mix between light that you can see and light that you can't. Well, today, what's different? We've talked about purple and blue, but what's this? Pink. Well, pink is a mix with red, again, of Jesus' blood, and the white of the birthday candle. And that makes pink. But there's another reason that this color is up here. It's because it's the candle that says, you're halfway there. We got four candles up here, and now we're on number three, which means we're over the hump, and now we're at the one that says that there's one more week left before we celebrate Jesus' birth. And so it's called the joy candle most of the times, because joy, it's coming. Jesus is coming. It's almost here. We're halfway there. And so that's why it's pink today. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you as we continue to get ready with the reminder of the blue and the purple that remind us of Lent, to get ready, get our hearts and minds ready, but now we have the joy candle, the joy that tells us now that we have thought about it, now that we've given some thought about Jesus and about our life, now we can start to think about what the difference he's going to make in our life. Help us to celebrate with joy the coming of the Christ child. Amen. All right, and now we sing our Advent song, three verses of Light One Candle.
Of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus."
Dear Mary, what was it like talking to an angel? How did you know it was an angel? I probably would have run out the room if I saw an angel. Why didn't you? How did you know what the angel said to you about having a baby would come true? You and Joseph were not even married yet. Did you worry about telling Joseph about all of this? Did you wonder if he would run away when you told him? Thanks. Signed, Reese.
Dear child, I was definitely scared when Gabriel appeared. I had never seen an angel before, and I did want to run away at first. But after a while with talking with the angel, it seemed so natural, so peaceful. I realized it wasn't something to fear. Something very, very special was happening to me. God had chosen me, a simple teenager, to bear his son. Now, having to tell Joseph about all this was scary. I wasn't sure what he was going to do. Would he ever want to see me again? Thank heavens God had thought about that and sent an angel to him to help him understand. Even now, I find it hard to believe that God needed my help so his son Jesus could come from heavens to the earth to live.
The congregation will now sing verse 1 and verse 5 of O Come, Emmanuel.
Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
Dear Joseph, why did you hang around when Mary told you that crazy story about an angel telling her that she was going to have a baby? I would have washed my hands of her and left town right away when she told me about it. Then, after you accepted her, you had to pack up and take her to your hometown so you could be counted by Rome. Why didn't you just ask the Romans to let you stay there in Nazareth? She was about to have the baby anyway. What was it really like to be called the father of Jesus, God's only son? Thanks, signed, Zandy.
Dear child, I really cannot say why I stayed around. I wanted to run away,
There was just something about the way Mary told me. I believed her even though I was shocked and a little mad when she told me. I was confused, but then God sent an angel to me in one of my dreams. Then it all made sense, and I knew that Mary was telling the truth. The Romans wanted us to go to the town we were born in to be counted. It was going to be a long and scary trip, but we both knew that God's son was going to be born the way God wanted. We couldn't believe that God would let anything happen to us and his own son. For some reason, he wanted us to go to Bethlehem. That is what it was like to be the father of God's son. You have to trust that God has it all under control, even taking a long trip to the little town of Bethlehem.
The congregation will now sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
To their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged
and who was expecting a child.
Dear donkey, did you know you are carrying the mother of baby Jesus to Bethlehem? Was it hard carrying her on your back all that way? Were you close to the manger that night when it all took place? What was it like? How was it to see the baby Jesus for the first time? Thanks, signed Annie.
While I didn't know I was carrying baby Jesus on my back, there just seemed to be something special about the lady carrying the child. I wasn't sure what it was then, but now I know it was because she was carrying God's son. And so was I. It was a hard trip, but I just knew with that special cargo on my back, I had to make it. Not only that, I had to make it a smooth ride I could. It wasn't easy in the desert and on rocky roads. And then that night when he was born, I knew how special that load I was carrying was. It was a special night. There wasn't any room in the town, and that was fine because there was nothing that could take place of what happened in that stable.
Thank you.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
"Dear shepherds, what were you doing in the fields in the dark anyway? Weren't you scared out there? Did you know the bright light was an angel? If you were not sure it was an angel, why did you leave all your sheep behind? What was it like seeing all the angels?" "Thank you," signed Annie.
"Dear child, at first we were very scared, but the voice calmed us down when it said, 'Do not be afraid.' It was so bright we couldn't look at it, but the voice just seemed so peaceful. Then when the other angels joined them, it was just awesome. We probably shouldn't have left our sheep out in the field, but what the angels had told us was so amazing we had to go find that baby in the manger. When we found the stable, the parents were amazed we were there. The father even asked us how we knew. That's when we told him it was a special message from the angels we had heard."
The congregation will now sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
"Hay in the manger bed, scratchy and itchy. Every time I'm in the hay, it is dusty and it itches a lot. Why did you come down from heaven anyway? You could have stayed home and probably handled things from there. That's what I would have done if I were you. Thanks, signed, Zandy."
"Dear child, you bet that hay was itchy. You know, I could have stayed in heaven, and it would have been more comfortable, but I am not sure it would have worked out. My heaven father had a plan for it, and he usually knows best. I am not sure people would have listened to me as much if I stayed home in heaven. People seem to do better when they can see things that way. I could have been an example of God's love to everyone, so I had to come to show them God's plan. They had been waiting a long time for me, and I had to show them what there was a way for them to get to heaven. They desperately needed hope, so I had to come and die on the cross and rise again on Easter. Then people wouldn't lose heart, and there could be hope and peace for the world.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is this child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Dear wise men, how did you know where to go? How did you know where to look for the star? Weren't you scared out there? Were you really sure you would find a baby and a king? If you were not sure, why did you leave all your family, friends, and countries, And why did you trick King Herod? Thank you. Signed, Mason.
Dear child, it was our joy to study ancient books and the stars. Some of them mentioned a time when a bright star would appear. Then a new baby king would be born. If we followed that star, the books said we would find that newborn king. Yes, it was a little scary to leave on a trip where you don't know where you're going. We didn't even know how long it would take. But as we followed the star, we found each other on the road, and our stories were the same. The books didn't say this was just a normal king. They said it would be a great king. Each of us had brought special gifts for him. The star kept us safe and kept leading us forward. We just knew something special was happening, and we wanted to be a part of it. We stopped at the palace of King Herod. There was just something funny about his questions and the way he acted. When we got to the place where baby Jesus was, we found him and his parents. It was a beautiful sight. We knew the trip was worth it. We were part of a special king's life. We presented our gifts, but as we walked out, we knew we had to go a different way home. King Herod wanted a harmless baby. We couldn't let that happen.
The congregation will now sing verse 1 and verse 5 of We Three Kings.
Santa, I'm a little confused. I see baby Jesus in the stores and the decorations, but then you are there right next to him. Who should I really think about at Christmas time? I like you because I know you bring the presents, and I like your reindeer, but my parents say Christmas is more than just you. They say it's about baby Jesus. I don't want to hurt your feelings as you seem very nice. I don't want to hurt baby Jesus either. Who should I be thinking about at Christmas time? Thank you. Signed, Everly.
Dear child, I think I can answer for baby Jesus as well as myself. Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm here to help him out, making it a special time of year. You could even say I'm like one of his disciples trying to spread his love and joy. I think and know he is the most special thing about Christmas because he was the very first Christmas gift. I had not even thought about giving of gifts yet when he was born. Besides, I cannot think of any better gifts to give him to give getting this special gift from God each and every year. While I give gifts to different people, he is the best and most special gift that everyone gets at Christmas. My gifts wear out and get forgotten. but his gift of love is there every day. So thank you, child, for thinking I am special. But please remember this. I'm one of those people kneeling at the manger just like all the others did that special night. I will always join with those who come to worship him at Christmas because he is what Christmas is all about.
The congregation will now sing Joy to the World.
As we await the coming of Christ in mercy and majesty, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all people according to their need. Grant that in many and various ways your church constantly preaches the good news of what Jesus has done. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have good news preached to them. Lord, in your mercy. Deepen the faith and increase the wisdom of your church, leaders, and followers in the art of discipleship. May all they learn from you bring joy and enlightenment to others. Lord, in your mercy.
Conform our earthly rulers to your holy will. Let them give justice to the oppressed and the food to the hungry. Teach them to love the righteous, care for the stranger, sustain the orphan and widow, and frustrate the way of the wicked. Use the valor of our military and first responders to accomplish your will in dangerous places. Speed the day when everyone may walk in safety and tranquility throughout this world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Shed the light of your merciful healing upon those who live shadowed by sorrow or suffering, including Lynn Magura, Elaine Molina, Rosa Horton, the family of Jay Medding, Clinton Kaiser, Bridget Innocenti, and Chandler Jelonet. Give us strength to accompany them in their wilderness and fulfill your promise to embrace us all in your everlasting arms. Lord, in your mercy.
Happy are Happy are those who, in this life, put their trust in you, dear Lord. Comfort all the bereaved whose grief runs deep. Save and defend us from evil. Strengthen our hearts in steadfast patience and the spirit of encouragement. Lead us into Zion, where with all the redeemed we shall praise your glory, delight in your love, and see you face to face. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you see that we need granted to us, dear Father, for the sake of your Son, for Jesus Christ, amen.
Let us pray. O mighty one, you have done great things for us, and holy is your name. Bless all we offer you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, that through us your grace and favor may be made known to all the world. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
forever.
Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Please rise. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, Hark the Glad Sound. Hark the glad sound, the Savior comes, the Savior comes is home. Let every heart be terrible, and every voice of song. He does a bridge to release, invited over to the fellowship hall for the Christmas feast right after the worship service.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God. Rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.